102.9 KBLX, the soul of the Bay. Good morning, it's Sterling James, and it's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations who empower, serve, and enlighten you, our dear KBLX family. And today, we are shining the light on Loaves and Fishes Family Kitchen. They're out of San Jose, but they serve the greater Bay Area. And please welcome the Chief Executive Officer, Gisela Boucher. Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for having us today.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to have you here. And I think we actually had an opportunity to chat last year, but you've grown a bit since then. So let's see what is going on with Loaves and Fishes. The idea behind Loaves and Fishes is nothing can start until hunger is stopped. So give our audience a general idea of how you serve.
So 38 years ago, our program started as a very simple thing. It was to provide a simple meal of 11 sandwiches to people in need on the streets. It's since grown 38 years later into an organization that last year we ended up serving over 500,000 meals.
I'm so grateful for your service. However, the fact that it is necessary to such a number is just absolutely heartbreaking. We could spend a lot of time talking about how we got here, but let's talk a little bit more about how you serve, where, how our KBLX audience, who may or may not be food insecure, can take advantage of your programs.
Sure. So we started out originally as your classic soup kitchen. We would cook the food, and then we would deliver it out of a church, could have been at a meal service site. And we found that while we were reaching a few hundred people a week, we weren't being as efficient as we could. So 4 years ago, we changed our model. We continue to prepare all of our hot meals, but what we've done is we've created a hybrid model that includes continuing to serve at our meal service sites, but we also partner with nonprofit organizations who also serve the hungry and the homeless, people in shelters, people, seniors in low-income housing, folks who are what are called food insecure, folks who don't know where their next meal is coming from. So we not only directly provide the food to them and they serve it to their guests and clients, but we also continue to directly prepare and serve the food ourselves. So in the past 4 years, we've gone from about 100,000 meals a year to now 500,000 meals a year.
Okay. Well, I know you have two partners that you serve daily, dinner daily in San Jose. Where are those?
We have two sites. One is in partnership with Catholic Charities at the Eastside Neighborhood Center on Alum Rock Avenue. We also serve out of Goodwill, which is at 7th and Commercial. Both are in downtown San Jose. We serve from 3:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, and that's when our volunteers come. They are the ones that there are helping hands. 99% of our services are provided by our volunteers. So we're a very small, very lean organization doing a lot of good work thanks to those helping hands and hearts.
So tell me about the families and the people and how the face of hunger has changed over the last few years. Who are the people that you're seeing with your hot meal program? And then let's also talk about the grocery program.
So when people typically think of the hungry or the homeless, there's quite the stereotype that still persists of the people, you know, under the freeways, you know, with all of their belongings or in doorways trying to get out of the weather. That unfortunately is a reality in our communities all around the Bay Area. But they only represent 1% of the folks who go hungry every day in our community. In Santa Clara and San Mateo counties alone, 720,000 people go to bed every night hungry, and they don't know where their next meal is coming from. So those are the folks that, in addition to those homeless on the street who we serve every single day, we serve those low-income seniors, those families with children, our veterans. We actually also serve students on campuses who are meal skipping because they can't afford the meal programs, and they're struggling, and many of them are sleeping in their cars. So it really runs the gamut. And what we'd like to tell people is that the face of the homeless and the hungry have changed. It's no longer that stereotype. It's our neighbors who are struggling from day to day to try and make their dollars stretch in one of the highest income communities in the world.
Okay, and speaking to that, Silicon Valley, one of the richest areas in the world, and you mentioned an absolutely insane number, 720,000 people every night?
Every night.
Are going to bed hungry. And these aren't just unhoused people. These are, as you mentioned, youth in college and families in homes.
Families who are doubling and tripling and quadrupling up because they can't afford the high cost of housing in our community. Mm-hmm. And as a result, they're doing all that they can to make their meager dollars stretch. What other people need to understand is that while we have these wonderful economic opportunities here, the economic opportunity gap just continues to widen. Mm-hmm. It now takes nearly $120,000 a year for a family of four to afford living in Silicon Valley. The average salary of our working poor that we serve every day, day in and day out, is between $25,000 and $30,000 a year.
How do we bridge that gap? I mean, an organization such as yours, Loaves and Fishes Family Kitchen, can't necessarily do anything about the financial need, but you can feed. You've also got to bridge the gap of the stigma of people being embarrassed and being shy to ask for help, to ask for a handout.
There's still a lot of shame attached to being hungry or being food insecure or being housing insecure. Mm-hmm. We had a woman who came to us with her two kids. She was over the moon that after 4 months of having lost her own housing, finally found a place that she could afford to rent. $400 a month to rent the floor space of somebody's kitchen in their home. That's what she could afford. And she was happy that she could get it. But that's what these families are dealing with. They're doing whatever it takes to get a roof over their family's heads. The problem is oftentimes they can't keep them there because circumstances change. So we can't just tackle this problem from one perspective. It's about job opportunity, economic opportunities, education. Hunger is an education issue. Kids can't learn if they don't have the fuel in order to be ready to take in that information and learn. It's a justice issue. It's an economic issue. How can people work at their highest levels if they're not able to eat or if they're skipping meals so that their children can have a meal?
And they're skipping meals to pay the rent to keep a roof over their head, but they can't afford the roof over their head, so they can't afford the meals.
And it's just so cyclical, spinning out of control. So if we don't come at this issue of this widening gap in our communities from the affordable housing perspective, from, yes, the food insecurity perspective, from education, from leveling the access opportunity playing field, if we can't get our hands around that and create those opportunities so that people can move from being from the place of where they're just every day is taken up with how am I going to feed my family or how am I going to feed myself to how can I then think about having a future when all of my time is taken up trying to just take care of basic human needs. We as Loaves and Fishes can take one of those basic human needs off the table for them. If we can get the food to them or if they can get to us.
Give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. Teach him how to fish, he'll eat forever. You also have a grocery program. So perhaps if there are families who can't make it to one of the nightly dinners, again, I'll reiterate where the hot meal programs are offered for those listening. Meals are served Monday through Friday at 4:30 p.m. at Eastside Neighborhood Center, 2150 Alum Rock Avenue in San Jose, and at Goodwill Industries, 1080 North 7th Street in San Jose. Hot meals Monday through Friday, 4:30. Now, you mentioned even 3:30. Did you say it was even earlier?
That's when we want our volunteers to come.
Got it.
Because they're the ones who help us make sure that we can feed everybody who comes to the door.
Got it. Okay. So that's where you can get a hot meal nightly for yourself and for perhaps your family. But there's also a grocery program, which is offered by Loaves and Fishes Family Kitchen. Tell us about that.
We do that program in partnership with Second Harvest Food Bank and St. Maria Goretti Catholic Church on Center Road. Once a month, individuals, families can sign up with through Second Harvest Food Bank to come to that site, and we and our volunteers will help them, quote unquote, shop. We lay out all the food that is brought over by Second Harvest Food Bank that enables them to then, these are folks who have a place where they can actually cook. So that they can take these foods that are all unprepared and be able to then have food for a much longer period of time.
There's a level of pride in that as well, too.
Yes, indeed. And so what we try to do is create a shopping, like a grocery store-like atmosphere so that folks can see how things are laid out and all of the volunteers are stationed along the way to help folks put the food together for them and then help them take it out move on to their next daily need, which is probably to get it home and then try to find work, try to get their kids to school, try to find daycare, any one of a number of things that all of us are having to deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Pick up, drop off. Oh, gosh. I mean, I'm fully gainfully employed. I own property in the Bay Area, and mm-hmm. I have one child, and I have enough trouble as it is. I couldn't imagine what that must be like. You have a partnership with Father Larry's Farm as
yes.
well. Tell us about Father Larry and the farm.
Father Larry and the farm. Father mm-hmm. Larry was a longtime supporter and volunteer at Loaves and Fishes, and he convinced the folks over at Goodwill at 7th and Commercial to donate the use of a completely open field in the back of their parking area mm-hmm. To allow them to plant fruits and vegetables for us to harvest and use to feed the folks who come for our daily meals.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was the one who founded the idea. He's the one who got it off the ground. It's been going for 15 years now. Yeah. And so we, of course, named it after Father Larry, who's, mm-hmm. who is no longer with us. Mm-hmm. But the same volunteers who helped him get started are still there every Monday, harvesting food, making the soup that's going to be later served to the folks who come to us.
Bless Father Larry. Bless the volunteers. I know you probably have quite a few volunteers who come and go and their needs change. And but what can our KBLX audience also do to help support Loaves and Fishes?
Well, number one is help us get the word out.
Mm.
If you know somebody who seems to be struggling, please let them know of our services. Because in addition to the two meal service sites where we directly serve the meals, we partner with 30 nonprofit organizations from Morgan Hill up to Daly City. So there may be a program that we're already providing food to that you can access. Mm. It's our way of getting the food closer to folks who need it instead of trying to get everybody down to our two meal sites.
Yeah.
So give us a call at our office at 408-205-3418. We will be delighted if we can direct you to one of our partner organizations. That way we can also make sure that we take care of your nutritional needs as well.
Mm-hmm.
So volunteering is really important. If you're working for a Bay Area company and you know that they have a volunteer matching program, mm. be lovely to get us involved in being a beneficiary of that. Also, many corporations have matching donation programs where if you make a cash donation, they will match those funds. All of that helps us obtain more food to provide to more folks who need it. And just to give you an idea, even though we currently are serving 500,000 meals a year.
Yeah.
We're 2 years away from our 40th anniversary with a very auspicious goal of 1 million meals a year. That will only represent serving 20% of the people who need our help.
Ouch.
But it's a start, and it's an important one.
Yeah.
And it's one that, with the help of our volunteers, just rolls out into the community. So we know we can do that and more with their help.
Tell us one success story of a child or a person who started as a receiver of your meals and your gifts and donations and now has gone on to succeed.
Sure. I'll tell you about one of our young men. He had been coming with his family for years to our soup kitchen, getting a meal every night for years and years and years. And then we didn't hear from them for quite a long time. And about 3 years ago, we got this literally a knock on our door.
Mm-hmm.
And there he was. He was not only graduated from high school, he graduated from college.
Wow.
He was now working full-time here in Silicon Valley, and he came back to volunteer.
Wow.
He wanted to close the circle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our great gift.
That is beautiful. We need to see more of that. Loaves and Fishes Family Kitchen. The business offices are on 1534 Berger Drive in San Jose. I stop by there if you have any questions or if you need further information. But again, if I may reiterate, the two locations for the Hot Meal Program, Eastside Neighborhood Center, 2150 Alum Rock Avenue in San Jose, and Goodwill Industries at 1080 North 7th Street in San Jose. Also, the grocery program in partnership with Second Harvest Bank, St. Maria Goretti Catholic Church in their kitchen there, 2980 Center Road in San Jose. That's right there between Tully and Capitol Expressway. Okay, phone number 408-205-3418. If you need more information about where you can receive a hot meal or where perhaps you could volunteer or to donate, and all the information is online at loavesfishes.com. KBLX.org. Did I get everything?
You got it and more. Thank you so much, Sterling.
Absolutely. Gisela Boucher, Executive Officer of Loaves and Fishes Family Kitchen. Thank you very much for coming in this morning. We appreciate all that you do.
Thanks so much for having us.
Absolutely. This is Sterling James. This is KBLX Cares. Thank you to our producer, Carlos Caribe, for bringing this story to our attention. If you would like to shine the light on your organization, or if you know somebody who's doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve the spotlight, please email me, sjames@kblx.com. And in the subject line, put KBLX Cares, because we do.